Heather Mazur is re-entering politics to challenge incumbent Republican Congressman Andy Harris. This is Don Rush. Democrat joins others vying for their party's nomination in what is clearly a deep red district. In 2014, she made a surprisingly strong showing in a Democratic gubernatorial race. We caught up with her at a recent Democratic Party gathering in Salisbury.
What made you decide to go ahead and re-enter politics?
It was all the events of January 6th. I had no intention of running for office again, let alone Congress. But on the day when we saw the citadel of our democracy, the Capitol, come under such a domestic terrorist attack, he voted against certification of the election, supporting the false narrative that the election had been stolen when all evidence said otherwise. He tried to pick a fistfight with a colleague on the House floor that night at a time when we should have been unifying as a country. And then a week later tried to smuggle a gun onto the House floor. And that was all just, you know, in the beginning of January. And it really spoke to me that we can't let that stand.
I would suspect that you might describe yourself as a progressive. This is a very conservative district, drawn that way. If something doesn't change in terms of the boundaries, how do you appeal to those who are, say, Trump voters and are very conservative?
Well, putting aside the fact that the boundaries will change because we are in redistricting, but I would say that on any issue where I may have been called a liberal before, let's take a couple of examples. I pushed for marriage equality in 2005 before my own party was comfortable going for full marriage equality. They wanted civil unions, and I was considered radical for encouraging full marriage equality in 2005. When I ran for governor in 2014, I promoted legalizing, taxing, and regulating marijuana and using the revenue for a universal pre-K program for all of our children. That was considered radical. So was my proposal for a living wage that would get us up to $15 an hour by the year 2020. And yet here we are in 2021, where all of those issues are mainstream issues now. I tend to be visionary in seeing the direction of where we should go, but I'm incredibly pragmatic in how it is we get there. And I look to build support over time to get us to the place where I think we should end up, while being very realistic about the small steps we need to take to get there. As far as Trump voters go, I want to be clear. I have been running a nonprofit organization for the last 5 years now that has focused specifically on transcending partisanship and ideology, because we're always going to be stronger unified.
You've obviously gotten the attention of Andy Harris because he has noted that you are raising a lot of money. What do you make of that and this fact that you seem to be raising a lot more money than I think I've seen in recent years?
Yeah, well, he's scared, and he should be. It was very surprising to us that he decided to put on the envelope of his fundraising appeal the declaration that my Democratic opponent, Heather Mazur, has raised $100,000 more than me in the last quarter, and if you don't help, I'm going to lose. Money flows into a campaign when a candidate has good ideas, is putting together a competitive race, is resonating with members of the community. He should be on the march, because I'm going to clobber him in the general election.
Heather Mazur, a Democratic candidate seeking to unseat incumbent Republican Congressman Andy Harris. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.